Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I like Moose Knuckles.
I will destroy them all.
Yes, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Coordinate. Yes, oh yes, oh yes. You, oh my friends, you're in for a lot of boob touching today. Yeah, can you reach out and feel my man boobs? there's an image for you. I don't actually have man boobs. I'm quite ripped. Oh yes, I'm also a smug bastard. I wasn't going to go down this route, but I'm going there now. So yeah, first year or so of the pandemic, I was kind of all right. I didn't really put on much weight. I'm still my normal sort of skinny-ish self. But, I'm a father of two, and I've now got a desk job where I work at home, and I put on a few pounds. Not a lot. I didn't get that fat. But, I did put on a bit of weight, sort of like getting some nice love handles at the side, that sort of state, the classic dad bod, as I like to call it. But my friend convinced me to come to something called calisthenics, which is kind of like, I believe it's like a workout regime that was designed by people in prison, which sounds terrible, but actually it's really fun. It's basically, I hate running, right? My knees don't like it. And I just don't really enjoy running around a lot. So yeah, it was good fun. So I've been doing calisthenics for like 4 months now. I've lost a ton of weight, and my upper body is starting to rip. I don't think I've actually looked this ripped since like my early 20s. So, not bad for a 40-year-old. I'm not 40. I'm not 40. How old am I? 30 something. Late 30s, I think. I can't remember. 80 something. Anyway, I digress. So yeah, let's talk about Chainsaw Man, shall we? We're back with some more Chainsaw Man. Tyler, when's the new Attack on Titan coming out? February-ish? Okay, cool. So we got a fair bit of way to go with Chainsaw Man. Now, there's a few things I want to acknowledge. Last time I spoke to you guys, I spoke about the music at the end and how good it was. And then Tyler mentioned the fact that he thought the music was okay at the end. It was all right. But then I realised on that point, and I realised as well after watching that episode, that the music at the end is always different. The end credits always has different music and different animations on the out stuff. And it's really cool. It's just like, I'm sorry, I've got like 5 or 6 podcasts that I'm involved with, run, edit, do all that sort of stuff with. And maybe once every season, I'll change the intro and outro music because it's a lot of work. Like, you've put a couple of hours into work to making these 30-second tracks that just go in and out. Admittedly, I've never done it for The Coordinate. Tyler put all this stuff together. That's why I cannot understand what I am saying in the opening. So if anyone knows what I'm saying in the opening of The Coordinate, I'd love to know. Because Tyler just made that one day and I was just like, okay, yeah, I can't. It sounds like I say, I love Mikasa, or I love Mikaso, or I love Moose Knuckle. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm saying something and I can't really understand it. But yeah, it's really cool. So, every end of every episode now, I'm going to do a review of the outro, because I just fucking love it. But yes, let's start off this episode, and we're in the shitter. Yes, we're in the complete shit, because Denji was cleaning the toilet from Power's monster shit that she did, and she's in there, she's sitting on the toilet, and she gets to go in for his first grope, and this would have really pissed me off at his age. he gets the first grope, and then her breast pads fall out, and she's like, hey, look at this marvelous invention of humankind, breast pads. Now you get two more shots on my actual breasts. And it's just like, no, that first one surely doesn't count. So yeah, he goes in for his second and third squeeze, and he looks shocked, like, we're only, what, is this beginning of episode 5, and he's already achieved his lifelong dream of groping someone? Believe me, Denji, it's a dream that never ends. once you've done the grope, you just want to keep on going. Mm. Consensually. Sorry. Shit, that sounded awful. Yes. You know, I'm married, but I still have to get consent from my wife before I grope her. So that sounds awful. I'm glad my wife doesn't like Attack on Titan or Strange Little Man. She'll never listen to this. Anyway, sorry about that. But yes, we've also got the opening credits, which, again, I gushed upon last time about how much I love. And then Tyler sent me a link to the fact that there's actually just tons and tons of scenes from other movie references. And I kind of got a few of these before. And he sent me an article link. And there was one in there as well. There's a bit where her fingers go green and start to split into two, which wasn't mentioned in the article. And I want to put it out there. That's fucking Princess Mononoke right there, yeah? Getting some Studio Ghibli stuff in there. And then, yeah, there's just some really, really cool images and stuff. And it's all supposed to be from various different movies. And it's like, yeah, check it out. Google it. Google me, bruv! Or DuckDuckGo if you don't want to have your stuff tracked. Yeah? DuckDuck and go. So we start the episode with Denji just absolutely shell-shocked from achieving his lifelong dream. You know, everyone just seems to be getting on with life around him, and he's just going, and he could barely communicate. And then he's sitting there and he's having a chat with me. What the fuck's her name? Makima, that's it. He's having a chat with Makima while she's making him fill out paperwork. And he talks about his dream and how he managed to finally get his hands on it. And then she, like, just weirdly pulls him away from the paperwork, lifts him up and starts like sensually touching his hands, and then he pulls her right up to her, puts his hand on her other boob, and it's just like, oh, Denji, mate, you are having the best 24 hours of your life. Just killed a fucking big ass bat demon, you've grabbed power in the shitter, and now you're having a grope at work with your boss. Shit, man. Fucking, let's stop there, right? Denji has survived life and has won. Oh, man. I must sound like a right horny bastard. I'm really not. But this just brings out the worst in me. And then she bites his fucking thumb and tells him to remember how it feels. It's just like... And then he falls off his chair. It's just like he's having an absolute wet dream. Also, he has the worst, like, cum face. Anyway, let's move on from that. She even squats on him. And then she starts telling him about the Gun Devil. So we're finally getting the introduction to what seems like it's going to be a bit of an arc going on here for the Gun Devil stuff. And she's like, basically like, if you are strong enough and you think you can beat the Gun Devil, I'll let you do whatever you want to me. Oh, Denji loves it. Oh, he's a sucker. You know, he is like literally just thinking with his dick. There is nothing else going on here. There is more thinking with your dick in this program than there is in the whole of fucking Dick Fight Island. Yeah? There's a lot of dick thinking here. You know? A dick... What would be a think tank of dicks? A dick tank? Or a... a phallus tank? A phallical mind tank? I don't know. Anyway, put answers on a postcard, please. At Coordinate Pod on Twitter. Obviously, if you have to start paying a monthly fee for Twitter, don't bother. And then coordinatepod@gmail.com. Answers on a postcard, please. Yeah, anyway, we find out about this gun devil monster who apparently appeared in America 13 years ago and then weirdly disappeared, and it's like the most super powerful demon thing that she can think of off the top of her head or something. But it looks like the Gun Devil's also affected some of the people she works with lives. So we don't know where this thing is, but it kind of leaves bullets behind and they all get attracted to each other. So she shows in this little pile of bullets, and it's basically when you're near a Gun Devil, you can use these bullets to kind of like locate where it is. And then we get this weird flashback to which is one of the guys, I think it's AJ. I don't think his name's actually AJ, but that's what I've called him. When he was a kid with his little brother, and his little brother was sick and he was with his parents talking to him and stuff, and then they go outside and he takes his brother with him, then he tells his brother to go back inside and get another glove so they can play catch together, like true, like real Americans do. They love playing catch after a big snowball fight. So his brother runs into the house, and then this weird, like, almost like sideways explosion just takes out the house. And so in a blink of an eye, he's just watched his mum, dad, and his brother get killed after he sent his brother back into the house. And it's just like, oh, that's pretty fucking savage. So, yeah, so I think we get a little bit of backstory there for AJ. Certainly one of the guys. And yeah, these like bits of gun thing are just like disgusting. But apparently if a demon eats one of these bullets, they become more powerful because they absorb some of the power from the gun devil. And so it's one of the things where the gang, I don't know who they all are yet, you know, you've got Eyepatch Girl, AJ, there's, I'm going to call him Dennis, you know, the one who's very serious. And then there's one who's very timid, I'm going to call her Susan. I'm sure they've got actual names. I will slowly learn as the series goes on. But for now, I'm just going to have to give them random names. And yeah, they go around purposely tracking down devils that have got parts of the gun devil inside it because they can use the bullets to be like, you know, like a divining rod or whatever they call it to try and find out where it is. And then that's where we end up here. So we end up with all the gang, all the trainees. You've got Power, Denji, AJ, Eyepatch Girl. And Eyepatch Girl actually gives out the challenge as well, saying, like, whoever's first to kill this demon gets a big kiss from me. And Denji, rightly so, being like, fucking mate, I'm going to fuck the boss once I've killed the gun devil. You know, I know that the gun devil's probably not here, but I'm going to get fucking now. So I'm not worried about your kiss. And then she goes, oh, really? She just all cutely goes up to him. You know, Dave, the really serious one's like, well, you know, you can't give away a kiss for this sort of stuff. That's not right. She goes up, Denji goes into his ear and goes, I'll let you kiss me with tongue. Zing! Instantly, it's like his fucking Viagra's kicked in. He's like, oh, yes, I'm first. And he runs off inside the thing to kill this thing. So, yeah, Denji's just so, so fucking horny. Right, I've really got to learn these people's names. But I really like Eyepatch Girl. She's kind of cool. And at some point here is where we get another flashback to when AJ joined her. Because she's just like, don't you die on me. And it looks like she's just had a slew of partners all die. And yeah, anyway, they managed to kill this little weird devil thing that pops out where it's like a head with like two little legs attached to it. It's really fucking creepy. But he just like slices it. And I think Power just slices it straight in half and kills it instantly. So not really a big challenge. But it's a bit strange what's going on here. And then they think, okay, well, this wasn't it. He waves his little gun bullet thing on a string. Bullet on a string. Insert puppet on a string music. No, I won't. I'll let my lady suffer through that. So yeah, bullet over it. It doesn't react. He's like, no, this isn't the one. It must be further up. And they go upstairs and they see another little splash of blood on the wall, exactly like before. And it's old, good old Dennis, whose name I can't remember, the really serious one's like, let me go check downstairs. Because he looks at the wall and he sees the number 8 on the wall. And he's like, we were just on the 8th floor. And then as he runs downstairs, they all see him come from above. So it's like the stairs are in a loop and they're now trapped on the 8th floor. And they're all like, oh no, what the fuck? And then the episode just abruptly comes to an end at that point. Oh man, that thing is so creepy. And also one of the things I forgot to mention here is that we find out about the girl with the eye patch girl. We find out about she's got she's also got a contract with another demon, which is like a ghost demon where she can use its arm. I don't think she mentions what the cost of using the arm is at all. But yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool thing. She just reaches out her arm and no one can else see it. But, you know, at one point they show her holding Power by the neck. And you just see this really weird, creepy, white, veiny arm sort of holding her to the thing. Lots of phallic images in this. But and then when it focuses out again, you see it again, she's just being held by nothing against the wall. But yeah, really, really cool episode. You know, Denji is he's turning out to be a bit of a unexpected ladies man for the horny little dumbass that he is. And yeah, interesting to see where this goes now with them stuck on this 8th floor weird like looping thing. So yeah, let's talk about the outro, shall we? We get some really nice cool music. I'm just going to sort of play a bit in the background here. I just love the music they choose. And then, yeah, we see lots of the really timid girl and the walking up and down stairs, and like it's there's lots of like purgatory images and weird stuff going on. And we also keep seeing the girl with the eye patch smoking. So I want to keep an eye on how that's going. Because, yeah, I haven't seen anyone smoke in this program so far, so it'll be interesting to see if they carry on with that. But, yeah, just lots of blood, guts, images. I like the music. Not quite as good as episode 3, but close to it. Oh, I just bloody love this program. This program is so much fun. There's so much going on in it. Oh, yeah, this is... I don't know why, but like me and Tyler have said before, we just really like connected on Attack on Titan. It was something that we'd both just started watching independently, really fell in love with, and then we wanted to talk to each other about it, so we started the podcast. Just to give us, you know, that point where we'd contact each other every week and be like, yep, let's have a chat about the latest shit in Attack on Titan, but we need to catch up first. So we did all of that, and now we're at a good point. So yeah, waiting for more Attack on Titan to come out and watching all these other animes. I know Tyler got really into that one with the kids in the orphanage, but it was really short. But yeah, Chainsaw Man, brand new, out of the box, absolutely loving it. I haven't liked anything like this for ages. And we've watched a lot of like the first couple episodes of stuff. Now, in saying that, I am going to watch the first couple episodes of Vinland Saga, and I want to pump out a little mini review of that. And then I also want to have a little mini review of the new Gundam Wing, well, I think it's new anyway, Gundam Wing Mercury Witch, because I watched the first episode of that and oh man, that was powerful. So, bit of a change from the horny Chainsaw Man over here. I want to have a little chat about the Mercury Witch, which was actually heart-wrenching. Just the first episode. Got no investment in any of these characters, and it still managed to pull up my heartstrings. So, yes, guys, and girls, and ladies, and Chainsaw Men alike, and Devils United, and whatever the other ones are, without, not Devils, you know, fiends, yeah, all of you people, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter for your $20 fee per month. I don't know if that's actually a real thing. Someone mentioned it to me and it's just stuck in my head. Yeah, that might just be for the green tick, blue tick, but yeah, you know, contact us on Twitter at Coordinate Pod. You can also come join us in the Discord, link will be in the show notes below. Again, don't look at your feet. When I say below, look up at your phone and have a look at the actual podcasting app that you're on. Have a look at the notes about this episode, all right? I normally just put something short and sweet at the top, like, Chainsaw Man. And then there's some other links below for other things. You could check out other shows on our network, the Probably Work Network. So go to probablywork.com and you can find other shows. I've got many shows on there. I've actually just released a new episode of Police Nauts, if anyone's into that shit. But yeah, you know. Lots of ways you can show your love for the show. And of course, you can always email us, coordinatepod@gmail.com, where we do get emails and Tyler will respond because he's very efficient. Oh, anyway, everyone, lots of love. No more chainsaws to the face today. And I'll speak to you all soon. Oh, more Chainsaw Man. Come on. Why isn't the next episode out already? Why don't they just release every single episode ever at one point? Oh, I love binging stuff. Anyway, yeah, I'm binging The Boys at the moment. Everybody go watch The Boys. The Boys is great. I've just finished season 2 last night. It starts season 3 today. I'm so fucking excited. Right. All right. Over and out. Love you all. Bye.